Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. Jesus is alive. We're going through the 12 roles of Jesus, 12 I Ams. All these, although not all of them are I Ams, but they are definitely his roles. This is the third one, the bread of life and living water. John 6:35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So what does that mean that Jesus is the bread of life and the living water? Well, what are you hungry for? First of all, what are you hungry for? We all have hungers, and I'm not talking about just food. Maybe you're hungry for a steak. Maybe you're hungry for lasagna. I like lasagna. I like steak too, steak potatoes. But I'm talking about hunger for other things. When you start looking, I'm talking about food, but I'm talking about when you start trying to fill your soul up, trying to have the best of life. What do you go for? Is it movies that you're hungering for? Is it sports? Is it hungering for? Is it concerts you're hungering for? Is it, you know, things we shouldn't be involved in are you hungering for? And then thirsting for, you know, we're supposed to be hungry for the bread of life. When we take a bite out of the bread of life, we are given life. And after a good Bible study, we should be satisfied. We should be full. We should be good to go for, you know, we need to have our daily bread every day. But that's part of what's getting through. Because if we're not having our daily bread, if we're not taking part of the bread of life from Jesus every day, then we're going to have a hunger or something that's not going to bring us life. So what are you thirsty for? Are you thirsty for living water? You know, living water is encouragement. We take water to encourage us. If you've been on a long run, you start getting dehydrated. And so we can get dehydrated real quick. But when we spend some time in worship, we spend time in prayer, when we spend time at the feet of Jesus, you know, hearing what he has to say, we're going to be refreshed and we're going to be able to go the mile, an extra mile at that. But if we don't spend time with Jesus, then we're not going to understand him as being the bread of life. We're not going to understand him as being the living water. He also says, eat my flesh and drink my blood. So it's not just about getting saved and going and living life still on your own terms, but it means pushing in. It means pressing in. Jesus said, or God said, you know, and the New Testament says, draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. Because he already drew close to us. I mean, Jesus left heaven to come here to live as a man. So he's already drawn close to us. Now it's our part to draw close to him, and he'll draw even closer to us. So when we eat his flesh and drink his blood, that means we're not only being hearers of the word, but we're also being doers. But the bread of life is something we need every day. The living water is something we need every day. It's not just one thing. You become born again in a moment of time. But if you want to live, if you want, you know, that eternal life, if you want to live on a daily basis where God is a joy, where life is a joy, then you've got to take part every single day of eating the bread of life and the living water, or you're going to start hungering and thirsting for the wrong thing.